This is John Kurtzer on the Best Ambiance here on KEXP, and very happy to have in our studios Umalali from the Garifuna Women's Project from Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras. Let's hear their music and talk to them. Umalali on KEXP.
Bambula ya mali buru ya laure
Saure.
siya bambula ya maliburu ya laure bebe kaya siya bambula ya maliburu ya laure liburu ya laure bebe kaya siya bambula ya maliburu ya laure bebe kaya siya bambula ya maliburu ya laure
saure.
Ya bambula ya maliburu ya laure bebe kaya siya bambula ya maliburu ya laure.
On KEXP, Umalali. Umalali, beautiful tune. Merua.
Ay, singe Merua.
Merua, that's one of my favorites on the CD. Thank you. Is it Chichiman?
Yes.
Chichiman's here. Can you introduce the band, or would you like to go around in the room? And
yeah, the band would introduce itself. Hi, my name is Lloyd Agustin. I'm from Belize, Hopkins Village.
My name is Rolando Marcelino Sosa, alias Chichiman. I'm from Honduras, Central America.
Hi, my name is Joshua Arana, and I'm from Dangriga, Belize.
Well, I'm Wilton Lewis, known as Ton, all the way from Belize.
Sam, West Belize, Kyle, Sam Harris.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sylvia. I'm from Guatemala, but I live here in Seattle, Washington.
Right.
Hi. Mi nombre es Sofía Blanco, de Guatemala, Livingston, Izabal, Centro America.
Hi, my name is Desiree Diego, from Belize, Dangriga, Central America.
Well, it's really great having you here in the studio, and it makes me very happy, but also kind of sad, you know, because we had Andy here in our studio just a year ago, and it was so tragic what happened with Andy. Nobody expected that. Andy Palacio passed away. Early this year in January. And he did so much for the Garifuna, and you're continuing that on, aren't you? Talk a bit about Garifuna music and what you're doing with the Women's Project.
Yes, we all are on a world tour right now, the Garifuna Collective and the Umalali Women, in the name of Andy Palacio, because he's the one who took the Garifuna music and teach it to the world, as well as the culture, the Garifuna culture, he teach it to the world as well. And we decide, the Garifuna Collective and the Garifuna Women, to continue his work because he suddenly passed away, sadly, you know. So we decide to continue doing his work.
And we should give credit also to Ivan Duran.
Of course, we must give credit to Ivan Duran.
Ivan produced the record, and he's been doing a lot to bring back the culture as well, right?
Of course, we must give him enough respect for that, because he's the only person I believe who looks after Garifuna culture to try keep it alive in terms of recording music.
Yeah, in fact, Yvonne and Andy both won an award last year. I was at this WOMEX conference in Spain, and they honored them for their work, which was fantastic.
Yes, yes. I've Andy Palacio, he not only took the Garifuna music on the world charts, but he won the award as well, that WOMEX award that you talk about.
He was very proud of that fact.
Of course he was proud.
I think when he was here, he had just found out, actually, that he was going to get that award, so we talked about that. Just talk briefly about the Garifuna people and how things are down in Central America for the Garifunas. Is their culture very much alive? Is it very active now?
Yes, it is, but not that much. Mm-hmm. It's slowly fading due to globalization, I should say, because now we have television in our homes now, and some of the Garifuna people migrated to the U.S. and other part of the world. And they forget how to speak Garifuna. The kids don't speak Garifuna. And as well as to forget how to cook the food and the religion. And so I believe they have a lot of Garifuna people living here in the U.S. than in Belize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's sort of fading just a little bit. So we are in a fight right now to try to keep that culture alive.
Do the Garifuna people come out to see you when you play, like in Chicago and places like that? Do they...
Yes, they come out whenever they hear that we'll be out, but sometimes they don't hear that we'll be out. Uh-huh. So we mostly play for non-Belizeans when we're on tour. Yeah.
So the Garifuna language, can you learn it in school now? Is it kept up from the establishment, the governments?
Yes, there is a school in Dangriga called the Gulisi School, primary school in Dangriga. They are teaching Garifuna to the kids now. So whenever you go to school, you go in the Garifuna outfit and... they teach how to speak Garifuna.
And for people who don't know, the Garifuna culture comes really directly from Africa and through, is it St. Vincent?
St. Vincent, yeah.
Where the people came and then ended up in Central America. So it's a culture that goes way back.
Right. Yeah. Garifuna is a mixture of African and Arawak. The African men were shipped on slave, and they have a shipwreck, and some of them swam to the shores of St. Vincent, and they intermingle with the Arawak, and the product of that is the Garifuna people. And then we were driven again from St. Vincent into the coast of Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and to Belize.
And the drums, they're called segundo, definitely come from Africa. You can hear that in them. Can you tell us this, the tunes you just played, the a cappella song, and then Merua, talk about those tunes? Maybe you'd like to explain, Sylvia, or?
Desiree.
That was Desiree is designated here to speak on the songs. The opening song. What's the name of that song?
The opening song was Abey Mahani. Uh-huh. Abey Mahani is a song that the women, they would get together after a hard day's work.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would come together, join hands, and then they would shake from side to side. And they would sing. Most of the songs are similar to when they're mourning, because sometimes when we're mourning, we're crying out, but it seems as if though we are singing. So that's the Abey Mahani.
The Merua is a mountain, I've read here in the notes. It's a song about this mountain. It's a work song, right? But you've changed it. You made it something new.
Yeah, it's a work song, actually. It's mostly used when we're working. To get the work lighter. Mm-hmm. We in the Garifuna culture believes that when we're working, the songs make the work a little lighter for us. So they use the merwa. Instead of saying, let's move together, they would say, singe, singe, and that would just make us move together.
Oh, that song certainly makes you move together. Absolutely. Well, it's really great having you here. I can't say how happy are that you're in town. And I've got time for a couple more tunes. What would you like to play?
We'd like to play Flesay.
Okay. This is Umalali live in the KXP studios.
Yeah. Rega da baita nunyege numada.
Live here in KXP. Time for one more, please. One more song. What would you like to play?
This next song is the title track from Andy Palacios' album, Watina.
Oh, wonderful. Watina.
Mutina. se hizo día. Un guío baba, sasi bem me reni, mi wanua, lida iru mulher. Mama lua e guia, daria cupu, luni basa siru.
Sumalali, thank you so much. That's Watina, song made famous by Andy Palacio. Thank you so much for coming by the Garifuna Women's Project, especially to Sophia, Sylvia, and Desiree. Thank you so much. And see you next time.
And thank you for having us as well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's really special here. Have a good show tonight at Jazz Alley and the rest of the tour. And come back anytime, please.
For sure.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alejandro.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alejandro, and to James here at the controls.
Right.
James in control.
Yes.
Thank you much, James. Thank you, John.
This is KEXP Seattle, the best ambiance.